February the 11th, 2012. Why the CTB building collapsed. The Royal Commission on the Canterbury Earthquakes has been trying to find out why some buildings collapsed on February the 22nd, 2011. Their report last week was about the CTB building, which killed 115 people when it collapsed and fire broke out. After the earthquake, the Building and Housing Department, a government department, tested samples of the concrete and steel from the CTB building. They also built a model of the building. They said the design was part of the problem, but the materials were also not strong enough. The concrete columns did not bend. Instead, they broke. The support walls twisted. Another problem was the extreme horizontal shaking. In fact, the maximum acceleration of the February the 22nd earthquake was similar to the maximum acceleration of the March 2011 earthquake in Fukushima, Japan. The Canterbury earthquake measured 6.3 on the Richter scale, but it was shallow and centered near the CTB building. On the other hand, the Fukushima earthquake, which measured 9.0 on the Richter scale, was centered out at sea. The CTB building was built in 1986, and building standards have changed since then. However, the report said that the building did not meet the 1986 standards. Other buildings of that age did not collapse. The company which designed the building does not agree with the report.